Chapter 1. A Rude Awakening.
"Ugh!" cried Mr. Grunt, sitting bolt upright in bed.
"What is it?"
groaned a dopey Mrs. Grunt, rolling away from her husband and pulling the itchy bedclothes high over her head. This uncovered Mr. Grunt's knobbly feet, waking a single earwig dozing between his toes.
"Someone's stolen all the light bulbs," Mr. Grunt wailed. "We have a thief in the house."
By house, Mr. Grunt meant the extraordinary caravan he and his father, old Mr. Grunt, had made, which was now parked in the overgrown grounds of crumbling Big Manor, a very big house with very few people in it.
"We don't have any light bulbs, you goose gog,"
Mrs. Grunt muttered from beneath the covers.
"Spell it,"
Mr. Grunt blurted out, which seemed to take both of them by surprise. Mrs. Grunt threw back the bedclothes and sat bolt upright next to him.
"What?"
she said.
"Spell goose gog," he demanded. "No rule. We can only call each other things we can spell."
"You just made that up,"
harrumphed Mrs. Grunt.
"It's still a rule."
"Well, it's a stupid one."
"But a rule's a rule, whether you like it or not, trout bag."
"Says who?"
demanded Mrs. Grunt.
"Says me, and I'm bigger than you, and I'm wearing pyjamas," said Mr. Grunt. "So what I say goes."
"Then you won't be saying much from now on, will you?"
snorted Mrs. Grunt.
"How do you mean?"
"If you have to be able to spell it."
"Ha!"
said Mr. Grunt. Mrs. Grunt glared at him with her bloodshot eyes, not that he could see her.
"That's spelled H-A,"
he added helpfully. Mrs. Grunt was wishing that she knew how to spell goose gog. She was pretty sure it had a lot of G's in it.
"I'm not playing your silly game, you old boot,"
she bellowed, her yellow and green teeth rattling in her impressively ugly head.
"This is no time to argue," said Mr. Grunt, stretching his arms out in front of him like a sleepwalker. "We've got to find out who stole all the light."